It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Heads are still shaking after Donald Trump scolded our NATO allies at the unveiling of a 9/11 memorial at the new NATO headquarters in Brussels on Thursday, especially in the wake of his deferential speech in Saudi Arabia, where he made no mention of human rights abuses and other atrocities the government routinely engages in. MSNBC aired a very telling mashup of Trump's two addresses.
We are not here to lecture. We are not here to tell other people how to live, what to do.
I have been very, very direct in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations.
Instead, we are here to offer partnership based on shared interests and values.
But 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they are supposed to be paying for their defense.
I also promise that America will not seek to impose our way of life on others.
This is not fair to the people and taxpayers of the United States.
I stand before you as a representative of the American people.
Speaking of MSNBC, they're enjoying great primetime rating success as the network's progressive evening lineup, anchored by The Rachel Maddow Show, continues to dominate all of cable television. Perhaps some of it is rubbing off on the conservative namesake of Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, who Friday morning listened to this exchange between Senator Bernie Sanders and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney with a noticeable lack of patience.
The wealthiest family in America gets a $52 billion tax break as a result of the appeal of the estate tax.
That's correct.
Tell the American people why you think that's good when you cut Medicaid and you cut programs for kids.
We don't cut Medicaid. We're talking about repealing Obamacare. The results
that you mentioned. Throwing 23 million people off of health insurance. That's right.
Which is a CBO number that I think you just agreed could be wrong.
I didn't agree to that.
They were talking about the Walton family, the Walmart heirs, getting a $52 billion tax break with the elimination of the estate tax, something that affects approximately 0.02% of Americans. Joe Scarborough heard enough.
Did he say we don't cut Medicaid?
Yes.
That is just a lie. That is a certifiable lie. Why do the Republicans keep looking into cameras and lie? So do not go to Capitol Hill and lie through your teeth every day. It is so maddening. This is my party. My party is going straight to hell politically.
Go straight to hell, boy.
They really are. They're going straight to hell. They have embraced the coarsening of culture where the truth means absolutely nothing. Conservative values mean absolutely nothing. They will embrace Vladimir Putin and Russia if Donald Trump does. Why do you sell your soul? And not just your political soul, you are selling your soul if you just keep lying about things that you know are not true.
Words I never thought I'd hear from Joe Scarborough, but these times are wearing on us all. In other news, the Republican who beat up on a reporter from The Guardian for simply asking a question about the CBO scoring on the GOP Obamacare repeal bill won the special election for Congress from Montana. The final tally was only 7 points apart, much closer than the Republicans had expected when they chose Greg Gianforte, who finally apologized to Ben Jacobs, saying,
"Last night I made a mistake, and I took an action that I can't take back, and I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did, and for that I'm sorry." Please. I should not have treated that reporter that way, and for that, I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs.
Gianforte will still have to go before a judge to face misdemeanor assault charges. And finally, CNN reports,
President Trump's son-in-law and most trusted advisor.
He's very good at politics.
Now a focus of the FBI's investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. Officials tell CNN the Bureau is looking into a range of topics related to Kushner, a key campaign strategy, meetings held with Russian officials, and his relationship with now-ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. There's no indication Kushner is currently a target of the probe, and no allegation of wrongdoing. Of central interest, a data analytics operation supervised by Kushner that the Trump campaign used to micro-target voters in states that were critical to the president's victory. Investigators are examining whether Russian operatives were able to piggyback on that effort with help from Trump associates, either wittingly or unwittingly, to help Russia's own alleged operation to push information online aimed at helping Trump and hurting Hillary Clinton. Kushner is also one of four Trump associates and the only current White House staffer under scrutiny for having contact with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. During the transition, Kushner met with both Kislyak and the head of a Russian bank that is currently sanctioned by the U.S. and has close ties to Vladimir Putin.
And that's today's look at What's News. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. We are 100% listener funded, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate, and have a happy Memorial Day.